Excuse me, gentlemen, that's the first one. Next one under advisement that we had just taken is case number 11,539, and Mr. Mills, you had made the motion to take that under advisement.
I think it's extremely close.
I do too, John. I just think that they could do a little more homework and rework this. And
I think that Lawrence has a very valid point in that, you know, with the deck and the platform, you've got, you know, less than 2 feet, and
right.
Emergency personnel couldn't get between those homes, and could be a real problem. Granted, you know, we've already approved one variance on the other side. I was under the impression that typically they all ask for the same side.
Most of them.
Yeah, most of them.
So that you didn't have this situation.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's first.
But now it seems that, you know, we're going the other way, and not quite understanding that. And
no, I agree with you. I think it's just too tight.
In regard to a view, I mean, the federal government doesn't, you know, well, recognize that anyone's entitled to a view. So.
Can't go along with that.
No, I definitely think that my opinion is that they go back to the drawing board and come up with something
more doable.
Right. That's my opinion.
Mr. Wharton?
Yeah, I think it's too tight. I think they ought to come back with something different.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
I feel the same way. I guess, how's everybody feel about the rear?
The rear
screen porch.
I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I see. That's pretty much within the envelope, isn't it, Mr. Hudson?
Yeah, I don't feel like there's have a problem with that, but
well, should we leave the hearing open for them to resubmit or deny it, and then that would can they reapply inside of a year, or do they have to wait?
If they're denied, it's supposed to be a year.
Year. So why don't we leave the hearing open until April so that they can resubmit.
Yeah.
And if they don't resubmit by April, then we can deny
them. I think that
is going to be different.
I'd go along with that, John.
I'd go along with that.
Already. Well,
okay.
Why can't we do that?
You're already taken under advisement. That's my concern.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's for the discussion, wouldn't it, if we took it under advisement?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we reopen the hearing.
Okay. Got a second to that motion?
Second that.
Got a motion by Mr. Mills, a second by Mr. Rickard, that we reopen the hearing on case number 11,539.
Should we ask the applicant if he would like to come up, and we can ask him that question if he'd like to resubmit?
Mike, would you like to come up front, please?
No, this isn't Mike.
April,
isn't it?
No.
Anthony.
It's Mike's cousin.
Sorry, sir.
No, you're fine.
Be correct, Anthony.
Our concern is that it's very close to the other property, and typically what we see in this development is that everybody is pulled to the other side. Obviously, you know, they've done this, and now all of a sudden, you know, it's two properties trying to butt heads. So to speak. So rather than deny it, we'd like to give you the opportunity to resubmit a drawing different that you know, the view, you know, I get it, but, you know, the federal government doesn't states that no one is entitled to a view.
No, and another thing was that the reason why they did to that side was because the other side's considered the front of the house, and they, you know, wanted like a front yard, plus the parking is not very good in that development, and with it over there another foot, you get, instead of 10 foot or 10-6, you get almost 12 foot.
Maybe they could reverse it or whatever, and that's what we're giving you the opportunity to do, so.
Okay, so basically just get another drawing and push that over.
What we're going to do is we're going to just leave the hearing open until the first meeting in April, which is the 6th. There won't be any more testimony, so you won't necessarily have to be here, but just submit to the office what, you know, what, an alternative plan.
Okay.
And then we can look at it, and as far as the, you can't ask for any more on the sides.
No,
either side or the other, or
like,
any more on the rear.
No, that everything's going to stay the same. I'm just going to tell my cousin he's got to move it over a foot, 2 foot. You know,
or flip it.
Okay.
Okay.
So basically, just come back, submit a new plan, apply for the variance and everything.
No, you won't have to apply.
Won't apply.
We're leaving the hearing open.
Okay.
So that for the purpose only of you resubmitting another drawing. You know, for us to consider.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome. That would be my motion, Mr. Chairman, that we leave the hearing open until April 6th.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 11,000.
Oh, we got to sign this thing.
539 open until the April, first meeting in April, which will be April the 6th. For the purpose of submitting a new set of plans. So all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,539 is left open. Okay, that is here to 4-6.
What do we want to do?